Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Good morning to everyone. I'm Paula Nunes.
And good morning to you too, Paula, and to all our listeners. I'm Taz Powers.
Well, first of all, let us remind our listeners to get their pens and paper out, as we do have one more ticket to give away to the Conspiracy Con X Convention. It's coming up on June 5th and 6th. But do not call during the show. We want you to call right after we're done, right at noon. And we'll be waiting for your call. And for anyone in the Santa Clara County, the number is 408-260-2999. And if you're calling in from Santa Cruz and Monterey counties, it's 831-255-2999. Taz?
Well, yes, my goodness. Well, let's tell about our guest today. Our very special guest is Brian Hall. It is his 10th year anniversary as executive producer of the Conspiracy Con X events. He is truly an inspiration for us to watch as he funnels his ongoing rich experiences to our lives with the most controversial speakers in the world that gathers yearly in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's held at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. Excuse me. His speakers share their knowledge of many different issues, rarely or never addressed by our controlled media, which profoundly affects us all. You will not want to miss Brian in his masterpiece, and that is PEACA. That's peace that he has created.
Well, if you've ever produced anything like this, you would have to know how much hard work it is. It's a year's project. Brian takes a bold and serious approach to serious issues. He has dedicated his life to providing a forum for those who say what few are willing to say, and with goodwill, integrity, and fun. There's a lot of fun to be had there, and an event that you will not want to miss. Brian has truly made this event progressively the best of the best each year.
Absolutely. We want to remind you that advanced special ticket pricing is available if purchased before May 14th at midnight, and prices go up on May 15th. So head to the Conspiracy Con website, which is www.conspiracycon.com, or give Brian a call at 925-449-449. 449-6844. There we go. And good morning, Brian. Welcome.
Good morning, ladies. And you're absolutely right. My phone number is 925-449-6844. And that was put in there to make it extra hard for people to get a hold of me because, you know, we live in a crazy paranoid world out there. And nutty guys like me have to protect myself. So figure out what that uh-oh is, folks, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Brian, it's great for us to be able to sneak a few minutes of your precious time. You are so busy. We plan on plucking some of those highlights for your lineup season here. So, my gosh, what are some of the major aspects that we are headed for this year, Brian?
well, let's see, we're doomed and the earth is going to be destroyed very soon. Evil is all around us and there's nothing we can do about it. All hope is lost. Or not.
So you mean to go to your convention for your very last moment?
Look, I do that to let people know, because I'm sure there are some who are sitting in their chairs clenching the armrest or gritting their teeth thinking, oh boy, here comes that conspiracy guy with more, you know, negativity and doom and gloom and things like that. And let me assure both the two of you, Taz and Paula, and your listeners, that is not what I am all about. That is not what this conference is all about. That is not it's not about what those who present this information or those who attend or come as exhibitors and vendors. This really is a bold approach to trying to solve some of the problems that we're experiencing yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and offering solutions and potential courses of action based on the intelligence that we have gathered, and we have gathered tons, along with the perspective that comes with that. Let me explain. I have been in the process of, if you will, truth-seeking in our greater community for quite some time. I've looked at UFOs. I've looked at secret societies. I've looked at spirituality, the idea of life after death, which absolutely fascinates me, and I know there's something to that. There's a spiritual component to everything, including the arena of conspiracy research. Anyway, I've looked at it all. There's a giant sphere with many doors. I entered through the UFO door, and I kind of swam around in there. And I discovered along the way that there were some things going on, not just in the skies, but right under our noses. And I thought, you know, gosh, the UFO enigma, that's important, that's fascinating, and if there's something to it, boy, that's very significant with regards to human history. But I felt that what was going on as far as the mysteries right here on terra firma had more impact, something that we vitally needed to know now. And during the process of seeking the truth as to how this planet is run, by whom and why, I just discovered nothing, if anything else, but conspiracy and hidden agenda along the way, a tremendous amount of suppression of esoteric knowledge and agendas alongside to keep us asleep, to keep us enslaved, to keep us busy, running around like tax-paying zombies stuck in survival mode in a scary world. And I thought, gosh, you know, if I'm a powerful spiritual being having a human experience on this earth instead of the other way around, if this is a school planet, as some would say, for me to come and learn and experience the joys and sorrows and everything in between of life on Earth, why is the playing field basically set up against you and me? And a lot of people would say, well, what is he talking about? That sounds kind of crazy. Everything's fine, you know, there's the usual problems and so forth and so on. But I would submit that if you have that perspective, you haven't done any digging on your own. You haven't gone beyond looking at what the media complex has to offer every evening at 6 and 11. I have. My colleagues and my friends have. And what I've discovered is that the conspiratorial view of history, for all intents and purposes, is closer to the truth than any other version of history. And what backs that up? History. History has proven that the so-called conspiracy theorists, and I want to talk about that for a minute, a damage control label to be sure, the conspiracy theorists have actually ended up getting much closer. They probe a lot more. They dig deeper. They ask better questions. They are not afraid of controversy. And over time, you'll find, for example, Many people now are looking back at the JFK assassination. Many people now are looking at 9/11 again, and a lot of other events in between. And with all available information, and there is a tremendous amount with the help of the internet. You don't have to go digging around deep dark dungeons. You can determine for yourself that there's something very, very wrong with the official version of those events. And it's happening. People are really starting to wake up to that. That view, that perspective of not believing the virtual garbage we're being told is sweeping the planet. There is a renaissance, and all guys like me are doing are facilitating it. Those who believe that Oswald was the lone gunman, those who believe the official version of 9/11, and the official version of everything beyond and in between are now, today, before our eyes, becoming dinosaurs. Just a few years ago, a Time magazine, mainstream publication using one of their own polls, asked Americans what they thought of 9/11. A whopping 36%, that's just over one-third, one in three people, their response was that they did not believe the official version or that an aspect of the government had something to do with it, i.e. an inside job. That's one in three people in America to virtually become a so-called conspiracy theorist overnight.
Well, that was at the very beginning, huh?
This was about 3 or 4 years ago, and I remember being quite astonished that a mainstream publication would share something like that. My guess is they did so begrudgingly. There are good people in media. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of good folks out there, whether it's in mainstream or the alternative like yourselves, who are genuinely trying to do their jobs, get to the truth and report it. Unfortunately, we have a system in place. We have a matrix in place in which key personnel from the intelligence community, those who answer to the powers that be and not we the people, are placed in key positions in media, government, politics, military, science, religion, education, economy, you name it, to ensure that the status quo remains and that those of us who challenge the status quo are given such labels like conspiracy theory. I'm convinced that is a damage control label by the very forces we work hard to expose every year at my conference and the efforts of those at other conferences or those who make documentaries or those who write books, you name it. And we do prove all this stuff. I mean, there's a really good example. I mean, here is a quote that got leaked. I think you'll find it really interesting. And this is just about media, and I don't include the two of you in this, but this is pretty much says it all. William Colby, former CIA director, and apparently he said this quite braggingly. He said the Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the major media. This is our own intelligence agency, which has been around since, a very interesting year, 1947. That really says quite a bit. That quote alone, when the director of the CIA says something like that, I think it's time to pay attention. And that's one of many motivating factors for me to go, wait a minute, now I really can't trust what I hear when I open up a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. I had better begin digging myself. And that's what I've been doing. And I have found a considerable amount of not conspiracy theory, but conspiracy reality along the way. And we are going to prove it yet again. We're going to cover a variety of amazing topics with information that you're not going to see or hear anyplace else under one roof over the course of a weekend. This is our 10th anniversary event. We aren't going away. So many topics, so little time. I'll tell you, with what's happening in the world today, Taz and Paula, this is job security for guys like me. I mean, it's not going away. We still have to address these things that most won't even touch with a 10-foot pole. Heck, they've canceled the 10-foot pole. That's how much some of these things are not covered, at least the way we cover it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brian, and you know, even Paula and I, as we look at the guests that we're interviewing, and mm-hmm. it really helps us to delve deeper into, you know, in areas that we hadn't been triggered to go to,
mm-hmm.
and it is so exciting. I can just imagine you in your chair as you're dealing with who are you going to invite to share with the public. You know,
Was it hard for you to choose? I mean, there's
It is a challenge every year. I really do endeavor, if I'm allowed to toot my own horn in this capacity, I really do endeavor, ladies and gentlemen, to find integrity wherever I go. It's so important. If I'm going to put on a conspiracy conference, which really, to me, not only sounds but is controversial just innately. You say conspiracy, it's like a litmus test. There are a variety of responses just to the word alone, psychological, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, you name it. So I've got to find people of integrity. And I don't care if you've got skeletons in your closet or a colorful past. It's what your intent is today. I want people who, like myself, take responsibility for their thoughts, deeds, words, actions, and intentions. It's so important to have integrity nowadays, because I'm seeing such a lack of it, especially within the power structure, i.e. politics, in our country. Right now, another recent mainstream poll was taken, whereas roughly 80% of Americans, and again, this is a mainstream poll, I'm using their polling system, and again, I'll bet they published this begrudgingly, because I'm sure our politicians would love us to have more confidence in them, but, you know, let them be judged by their deeds. We can't have confidence in those we have given power to represent us, and we don't. 80% of Americans right now do not trust government, especially with this current administration. And the figurehead of this current administration is a man who promised hope and change. Okay. Now, I have no problem with the individual himself, nor the color of his skin. So I will not tolerate being called a racist. This is not about attacking a man of color. This is about looking at his deeds and his intentions and what he has managed to accomplish or what he has not managed to accomplish. Let me tell you something. Another interesting article I read in Time magazine before Obama was even elected was that he is distantly related, interestingly, to both Bush and Cheney by blood, dating back hundreds of years ago to old Europe. I had heard, Taz and Paula, that we live in a hidden monarchy in this country, that it is the bloodlines, and for those in the audience who have heard of the Illuminati, we're dealing with 13 primary bloodlines that have existed on this planet for a very long time that have been manipulating world events. These bloodlines have managed to spread across the world, and even here in the U.S., if you look at the history of most of our presidents, they are related by blood to nobility dating back to old Europe. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think we have a hidden monarchy in this country. And when you couple that with vote fraud, which is absolutely real, those little black boxes, folks, have to go. So when it comes to hope and change, let me say this. We are dealing with another puppet, okay? I'm sure he's a very intelligent person. I'm sure he's a very thoughtful person. But the only change that's going on here is, well, let me put it to you this way. When you've got a monarchy, whether it's overt or covert, when it comes to the changing of the guards, ladies and gentlemen, it does not necessarily mean that there will be a change in the policies of the palace. And that's what's going on right now. We see, I see, and if you really take a close look, the agendas that we address at my conference continue today. There's that crazy job security I addressed a few moments ago. And so it really is time to stop looking at our legislation to solve problems because it never really will. this is something that we the people are going to have to do ourselves. You know, it's said that there's no justice, there's just us. And we all know that, of course, there's a certain amount of corruption in the corporate world and in politics, but I hate to say it, it really does go far, far beyond that. And we're going to cover a variety of things, and I can certainly give a couple of examples, unless either of you have some questions at this point.
Well, we've interviewed several of the speakers, and they don't come out being negative. They come out with solutions if we work together.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But let me tell you something. A lot of people say, oh, Brian, we've heard the bad news. What are the solutions? What are the solutions? And I've got two responses to that. First part of the solution is awareness. That's why I'm involved in education. That's why the two of you are in your own special and unique way. We need to inform people. We need to make them aware. If you're not aware of something, in this case, we do indeed have a cancer that's invaded the body politic. And wouldn't you want to be informed of that as soon as possible so that you can treat it much easier? That's what this is all about. Now, in this case, the cancer has been spreading for a long time. But awareness, and the only reason the cancer has spread is most people are truly are not aware of this. This is going on under our noses. It's not being reported, and that's by design. And I think to know a thing is to change a thing. I think to know a thing changes its vibrational frequency because we're not just our physical bodies. We are thought. We are vibration. We're a lot more, and I think that awareness is very, very powerful. And so education is our first best destiny, creating that awareness. It's almost akin to this. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. If your enemy knows that you know he's going to attack, he's going to think twice about attacking, okay? And therein lies a level of prevention itself of bad things that can continue to impact the human condition negatively. So I think that right there is the solution. But also when you think of solution, that term can also refer to that which is liquid. And isn't most of the planet liquid? It's water. Our bodies are mostly water. And so when you think of a solution, picture a clear beaker in your hand that you're swirling around like you're a professor in a laboratory. And you've got this clear solution swirling around in your beaker. Well, the solution is, in this case, is very simple. And are the answers to most things, going back to basics, the solution is two things, one part knowledge, one part action. But you can't take that action unless you have the knowledge first, okay, unless you're aware of what's going on. And so that's the part that I'm involved in. Now, when it comes to solutions, I am the person who provides a forum for the experts. I'm not so much a researcher myself, but I'm a product of this research, and I know it's very important. But I leave it to the men and women for whom I provide a stage, a dais, a forum, to present this information, to let people know, hey, this is really going on. And they prove it, and they prove it in spades. But when I talked about integrity a while ago, that also included the fact that these people are indeed solution-oriented, and they will offer their ideas and their potentials. Now, it doesn't mean that you'll agree with them, but they will offer said suggestions and potential courses of action. And we're going to do that again this year.
Well, since people have such a depth in being able to investigate because of their background, whether they've come from a scientific background or whatever background they're coming from, they have spent years doing and developing and authoring books, etc. And it's amazing what is there, and it's a nice ability to a platform to be able to go in and see a new view that we haven't ourselves had time to investigate. And it's just a priceless form that you have put together. And by the way, you know, literally you have a panel of that's up there of the different speakers that come together at the very end after they've already spoken. And you know what? It's like a red carpet that's been rolled out for the people who come in to view everything. It's amazing.
I appreciate your saying that. And again, the folks I invite, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're talking doctorates, PhDs, scientists.
Yes.
I've had politicians. I've had military, former military, former police officers, former government personnel with top secret clearances. People who really do know what they're talking about. It's not some guy that I pulled off the street that, you know, gets up on the stage and says, "Hey, man, I saw a UFO, and then the black helicopters came, man, and then they probed me." You know, it's not like that. Trust me, it is not like that at all. I mean, look, for the fourth time within 10 years, we're bringing back one of our favorite speakers, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And he has proved time and time again with documentation, with real documentation, this man has done his homework, that in general, most vaccination programs are dangerous. They contain toxic elements, and we really should start to take a look very carefully at these mystery cocktails that the big pharma, along with the help of big medicine and big government, want to inject into our bloodstreams. I mean, a lot of these vaccinations have dangerous adjuvants like mercury and formaldehyde and detergent. These things are known to be toxic to the human body, and they're put in there to stimulate the immune system so that you will supposedly build up enough strength to fight whatever virus is along the way. But I really do challenge that so-called thinking, that so-called logic. There is a tremendous amount of documentation to show that it does cause a lot of damage, that people are harmed, people have gotten sick, people have died. And it's really important I think if we're threatened by something, keep a strong immune system, the very immune system that keeps you alive and healthy. And he's also proven that, and I know this is going to be hard for some people to believe, and I assure you, our belief systems, and I don't like to use the word belief, I don't believe in conspiracy, I don't believe in hidden agenda, but I have come to the conclusion, based on all available evidence, that there is absolutely something to it, and it deserves further investigation by every single one of us before we buy anything we see and hear. But one of the things that Dr. Leonard Horowitz has proven, and I've seen the documentation myself, is that the AIDS virus was manufactured by the military medical industrial complex for the purposes of population reduction, eliminating the undesirables of the world through so-called benevolent vaccination programs to reduce the black population, the brown populations, the gay populations of the world. And you can follow the trail. You can see the money trail, the paper trail, the evidence, the clues, the documents. And here's another interesting little tidbit. The AIDS virus has a government patent. The mycoplasma pathogen that leads to the AIDS virus has a government patent. Okay? That's got to make you think right there. Furthermore, the recent H1N1 scare is just that. The vaccination for H1N1 was copyrighted no less than 2 years before the first announcement of the swine flu breakout in Mexico was made. 2 years. That kind of pre-planning equals pre-knowledge. Pre-knowledge, to me at least, equals conspiracy. It means they're going to plan a pandemic, and that's what Len is going to talk about at the upcoming conference, and they've done it before. And we've got a 1-2 punch coming, folks, where they're going to announce yet another strain coming out this fall. This is the buzz that's coming down the pike for those of us who've looked behind the curtain. So be real wary of more scare tactics from big government, from big pharma, about this new virus that's coming, and that you've got to get your vaccinations. They so desperately want to vaccinate all of us. Why is that so important? I mean, there's even intel that we're talking about forced vaccinations, that the what I call needle Nazis will become knocking at your door, forcing you to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you'll either get fined or jailed. Who knows? And this is not paranoid talk. I assure you, we have seen good intel. So, again, as far as solutions, one of those is empower yourself. Take a look at what we have to offer. Listen to Len Horowitz. He's really on the ball when it comes to your health freedom and mine.
Well, what's funny is they're still pushing the H1N1
vaccination
because they make too much. People aren't, are not buying it.
And they aren't. And guess that's the great news. Because good folks like Len Horowitz and others of his ilk were out there with other freedom fighters and truth seekers with the help of the Internet and other networking technologies, we were able to thwart what we consider to be a massive depopulation program with vaccinations that are even more dangerous than the virus itself. From what I'm hearing, H1N1 was nothing compared to the common flu that people would get every year. So just, you know, maintain a healthy immune system, you know, take your vitamin C and do whatever it is you do, and for the most part, you'll be fine. So we've got that continuing. But guess what? By creating that awareness, we were able to thwart an agenda. And I assure you, that agenda to reduce our numbers is real. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is tilt your head up and look at our milky skies. Now, Taz, Paula, I think you know what I'm about to address.
Yes.
And that is the clandestine aerosol spraying program that is occurring all over the world, otherwise known as chemtrails, which is short for chemical trails. Not the usual contrails that you see coming out of the back of an airplane. That's short for condensation trail. That's water vapor coming out of the back of these jets on a cold day. We're talking about chemicals that have been analyzed, the spraying that's going on, these long trails that go left and right everywhere, and then they combine to become chem clouds, and then those clouds combine to become chem haze. And then we have this vanilla sky, this synthetic sky, courtesy of the secret government. And actually, interestingly, there was a Tom Cruise movie called Vanilla Sky. Wonder why they called it that. Anyway, these trails and some of the trickle-down has been analyzed independently, and we have found toxic biologicals, toxic chemicals, aluminum particulates, barium particulates that when breathed wreak havoc on your upper respiratory system, on your immune system. The bees are dying, ladies and gentlemen. There are many of us who are looking into the connection between this chemtrail spraying program and the loss of our bees, the loss of other insects, the loss of what are called indicator species. Trees are dying. Look up Mount Shasta and chemtrails doing Google. You'll find that Mount Shasta, once a pristine ecological environment, is now suffering greatly. The fish population has disappeared almost 80 to 90%. Trees are dying. The levels of barium and aluminum that have been gathered at the top of Mount Shasta right now are thousandfold more than what they should be. We're talking beyond toxic levels. That just doesn't happen. There is something going on, and we need to be aware of that. And it will take a grassroots movement. It will take an effort on our part to look into that. Not to mention that there are other things, known toxics in our food, like fluoride, which is very toxic, especially sodium fluoride, which is a toxic waste byproduct of the aluminum industry. That is put in our oral care products. It is put into our water municipalities. We've really got to be aware of this. The Nazis gave their POWs fluoride because they knew it would make them docile. These are historical facts. Take a look at it yourself. We've got monosodium glutamate and aspartame in our food. We've got to be aware of these excitotoxins that are addictive and dangerous. They aren't there by accident.
Let me just kind of let you know, we had a guest or a listener call in, and they wanted to know that you you had a comment about and referred to our administration, our current administration, as
yes.
puppets. And they want to know, puppets of what?
Well, that's a really good question. Picture this planet like a pyramid, that those at the very top understand all aspects. They make the decisions, and they have set up a system in place going down each side of the pyramid. You know, one side could be politics, one side could be monetary economy, one side could be science, one side can be military. It can have many sides. Anyway, you go down, and the people below the top know a little bit less than those, but they're pretty close to having a good understanding of how this world is run, but they don't have the bigger picture. And then there are people even down below them who are kind of middle management. And these are all the many different agencies that we have in place, whether it's the intelligence community or the military-industrial complex or certain political offices, you name it, a lot of the commerce that dictates how things are run. But and they have sort of an idea of how things are run. And then the further down you go, pretty much you end up where all of us are. Here we are in a system where basically we are keeping the pyramid upright, keeping this house of cards upright. Our efforts are being used to feed a system which ultimately drains us. I assure you, folks, the Matrix ain't just a movie. It's time we took the red pill, which I know is a hard one to swallow, and follow Alice out of the rabbit hole and out of the Matrix. This system, this Matrix, it is draining, and it is by design. And when it comes to our administration, the administrative epidermal government that you can see, this is the Obamas of the world, the Pelosis, the Palins, McCain, Bush, Clinton, you name it. These are all players in a global game of chess played by the worst of tyrants. The power structure, the real power structure on this planet, operates behind the scenes, behind the proverbial curtain, within the shadows, the cracks and crevices. That's why they call it shadow government. You cannot have, this is one thing I've discovered, you cannot have a fundamental understanding of Earth history or current global geopolitics until you acknowledge the existence and influence therein of that which is colloquially known as the secret government or the shadow government. And leaders of our world have known this. Let me give you a quote by President Kennedy. Kennedy was really starting to become aware of this, and he addressed it publicly. I think he was one of the last presidents that actually tried to do some real good for this country. Listen to this quote. "The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the American people's freedom. And before I leave office, I must inform the citizens of this plight." Now, he said that November 12, 1963, in a speech delivered to hundreds of students and teachers at Columbia University just 10 days before his assassination.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would consider President John F. Kennedy a pretty intelligent man, who occupied, at least in an administrative level, the highest office that we can see in this country. Here's another example. Here's the director of the FBI for decades. He virtually started it, J. Edgar Hoover. Now, forget what you think of J. Edgar Hoover. He was a pretty smart guy. This was an intelligence agency. It was a law enforcement agency. This man gathered incredible intelligence as far as what was going on behind the scenes. And what he says here really personifies the cognitive dissonance that most people have when guys like me say conspiracy or hidden agenda. This is what he said, and I quote, "The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists." Okay? So people are going to first ask the question, well, who is the secret government? And then when we start talking about it, they might go into denial because it's too horrible to imagine that we have been lied to. That we do live in a society built on a foundation of nothing but deception and lies and manipulation. And so there's that psychological response that, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that at all. Then sometimes the ego kicks in. Then you hear, well, that's so big that I would have heard about it. Ah, my response is, if we're talking about the biggest secrets on the planet, what makes you think that because they're secrets, you are entitled to know about it? Perhaps these are secrets to be kept from you and for a reason. And we're going to look into some of those things. We're going to look at any kind of global event or what's on the people's mind, the current zeitgeist. Well, right now we have a situation, a little thing called terrorism. I assure you, fear is a very powerful tool that is used to manipulate people to do things they ordinarily wouldn't do. And right after 9/11 occurred, all we heard was, you know, terrorism, attacks, you name it, terrorists. It was just terror, fear. It was shoved down our throats. We still have that today, this threat of terrorism, this threat of Al-Qaeda, this threat of the Taliban, this threat of Iran. I mean, my God, we have been trained to be afraid of everybody and anything. Another example is the so-called global warming situation. Ladies and gentlemen, look, pollution bad, yes, of course. Let's clean up our air. Let's clean up our water. Let's clean up our food. Let's clean our minds and our bodies and our spirits, absolutely. But the model of global warming that has been sold to you as being man-made is garbage. It is a huge scam, and we're going to prove it. I have a PhD this year. His name is Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is intimately knowledgeable of this subject, having been involved himself on a scientific level, on a corporate level. He knows many of the scientists who were involved in the IPCC group out of the United Nations. I believe that was, I correct me if I'm wrong, I think that stands for the International Panel on Climate Change. Dr. Michael Kaufman is going to present how this is ultimately just, and excuse me for sounding a little clever, a climate of fear. It is yet more fear to get you to do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do. And that's to make more sacrifices, to reduce so-called carbon emissions, to reduce your so-called carbon footprint. The way it's being presented to us, it's like a sin that we have to pay a tax for, just for walking around and being alive and doing what we've got to do to survive. When it comes to global warming, it is not primarily man-made. This is happening due to other factors, not the least of which is solar activity. A lot of the solar activity that's going on, sunspots, solar flares, things like that, it's affecting all the planets. This also includes a lot of activity with regards to our oceans, which have a tremendous force on the planet's temperatures. And what happens is much of this cyclical activity involving our own ionosphere, involving our own planetary bodies of water, in conjunction with solar activity, the carbon levels will actually increase or decrease, not before, but after these cyclical events. Okay, what mankind emits is but a fraction of what happens naturally over the course of Earth cycles. Dr. Michael Kaufman, I'm going to give your audience an exclusive. Here's a really interesting tidbit. Michael Kaufman knows many of the scientists, and I asked him, I said, Michael, I have heard a rumor that many of the scientists whose signatures were put on the report with regards to global warming being man-made, how many of those signatures were by scientists who actually agreed in the model that global warming is man-made? And there were 2,000 signatures. And I heard that some of them were put on there against their will because there was a great documentary put out by British television, BBC, called The Great Global Warming Swindle. And I had watched this, and I had seen some of the scientists interviewed, and they said, look, they put our signatures on there whether we wanted it or not, just because we're members of this working group. Let me ask the two of you, of those 2,000 signatures, and this is what Kaufman told me, how many do you think actually agreed with the model that global warming is man-made? I'll ask the two of you.
Maybe 20%. Is that too high?
Are your safety belts fastened? Out of those 2,000, in one hand, only four.
Wow.
Only four. Meanwhile, there is a coalition of 31,500 scientists, and that number is growing. 31,500 international accredited, respected scientists who are suing Al Gore because he and his film, pun intended, ladies and gentlemen, are indeed full of hot air. Okay. From what I understand, my intelligence sources say there was a scene, I think there was a scene in the film An Inconvenient Truth, where Al Gore, in both his presentation and in the film, he shows some polar bears on what appears to be a very small melting iceberg as an example of global warming. The problem is, and here's another interesting little tidbit we've got to be made aware of, how manipulation is real and quite used. That footage was taken of two polar bears on a piece of ice floating in Alaska, far south from the pole, during August, the warmest time of year there, okay? If that's not manipulation, I don't know what is. Also, there were talks of certain ice sheets that were melting. Sure, they melted, but guess what? Within, 8 to 10 months, those ice sheets returned and then some. If anything, we are seeing indications of global cooling. Some are even talking about an impending ice age.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so, you know, again, let's be aware of this. Just being aware of some of these things, then when the government or people in power start coming to you and say, you know, boogeyman, 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 just stand there and look at them with your head tilted sideways and just say, really? Really? Again, I just think having knowledge of these things, which, you know, you really don't hear in the mainstream, is as far as I'm concerned, part of the solution.
Well, Brian, I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
This just happened. It's the oil spill. And when
yes.
I heard Halliburton was involved, first thing that comes to my mind, conspiracies.
Well, absolutely. Look, at this point, you can't help but be suspicious of what's really going on. You know, from what I understand, Obama had approved offshore drilling so that we could no longer be dependent on foreign oil. Then shortly after he makes this declaration, the worst oil-based ecological disaster in the modern world occurs. And my intel sources say that even more oil is spilling than we're being told. It's much worse. And our representatives are sitting on their hands right now. This is all too convenient. Now, with this just in amazing disaster, which could actually affect our oceans and also affect climate. I mean, this one actually could affect climate. If it affects our oceans, if that oil continues to spread, we are in a lot of trouble. But for financial, economic reasons, let's consider, well, wait a minute, you know, with this disaster, it's going to make us suspicious of all offshore drilling. And now, oh dear, well, looks like we're going to have to be dependent on foreign oil again. As the church lady would say, how convenient. I think we do need to be suspicious of things like this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, another president, said something very telling. He says, nothing political ever happens by accident. Okay? And I'm paraphrasing. But you can bet that's geopolitical. You can bet that's financial. You can bet that it has to do with a lot of things going on in this world. There was a highly decorated major in the Army, Smedley Butler, and he gave a retirement speech in 1933 after fighting many wars, including World War I. And he fought wars in many different countries, but it turned out to be it was for big banking and big oil. And he said, war is a racket. Anytime we go to war overseas, it is for financial gain of those who instigate wars, those who create events as impetuses for war, or impeti, whatever the word is, as pretexts for war. He says it's usually for big banking, big industry, big oil, and that our military should be used to protect only two things, our borders and our Bill of Rights. We have got our military yet again in foreign countries where millions of innocent men, women, and children have been injured and killed, all based on an inside job in 2001. And it was an inside job. There is more than enough evidence to prove that. It's an iceberg so big of documentation it would sink 12 Titanics. It's done. It's done. All you have to do is take a look at the information. And we've discussed 9/11. We're not going to discuss it directly this year, but indirectly, in that it is just one of many agendas to scare us into doing things. I've got Native American William White Crow. I don't know how many people have heard of him. He's a really nice guy, really interesting guy. He's had a fascinating life from both the perspective of a Native American and an American citizen. He's looked at everything from UFOs to secret societies to 2012, and he's going to talk about how fear is used again and again and again, and he'll cite evidence. He's also going to talk about perhaps the origins of this fear. What if those very forces at the top of this pyramid planet aren't human as we know it? Perhaps it's easy for them to do what they do to us because they are not us. I'm sure some of your audience members, I'm sure both of you have considered that. It would explain a lot of the manufactured chaos in this world, courtesy of this third-party Machiavellian hidden hand manipulating human affairs for thousands of years. This has been going on. We're gonna cover that. And I'll tell you, when it comes to this information, some people say, well, that's fear-based. Well, is the truth fear-based? It might sound a little scary, but I submit to you, we fear the unknown more than anything else. And the more I know, even when it comes to some of these agendas, which are disturbing indeed, but the more I know, the more empowered I feel, the less fear I feel. I assure you, this is not about spreading fear. If anything, we have got some of the most spiritual people who participate at this conference ever. But that spiritual fortitude comes with being able to look both at the light and at the dark and knowing that both exist, and that by shedding some of that light on that dark, we are indeed creating solutions.
Brian,
anyway,
at the risk of repeating myself,
why don't you go ahead and ask me some questions about, you know, any aspect of the conference or who else we have this year?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, let's let people know we're talking with Brian Hall. He is the executive producer of the Conspiracy Con Conference that comes around yearly, and it's held at the Santa Clara Marriott Hotel. And it's going to be on June 5th and 6th. And we are lucky today. Don't forget, at 12 o'clock, I will be giving away one ticket. The ticket to the conference is valued at over $150. It's a beautiful ticket that someone can have. And it's free. And don't forget to call in at 408-260-2999, or if you're in the Monterey Bay area, you'll call 831-255-2999. And, Brian, I'd like just to take a couple of minutes here and share what this red carpet that you have rolled out for everyone to be able to experience. I mean, it really has speakers, it has a guest panel, it has a buffet dinner. By the way, that ticket doesn't include the buffet dinner, but
it does include. We'll have all the lectures both days, the panel with all the speakers Sunday night. Plus, we've just added a brand new function. We are going to be showing Dr. Leonard Horowitz's new film called Pharma Whores: The Sting of Showtime's Penn and Teller. Penn and Teller host a TV show on Showtime. Whose name is probably not best mentioned on the air. Some of you may have heard of it. It's a so-called consumer watchdog program. But unfortunately, what they've done is it clearly demonstrate corporate interests and agendas to poo-poo or vilify anybody with an alternative research. Unfortunately, the corporate interests behind the show are the true dangers. And Penn and Teller, interestingly, who are magicians, illusionists, who have nothing but foul disdain for anything that challenges the status quo or the host, which should tell you something. But Dr. Leonard Horowitz and his associate Sherry Kane, a Fox News defector when she started finding the truth herself, produced this film and turned the tables on this TV show to prove how mainstream media and big pharma work together in poison for profit at the expense of the masses. And they do it in a humorous but serious way. And we're going to be one of the few people to premiere this brand new film Sunday night after the panel. So we have so much to offer, ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, my favorite. Yeah, I love the buffet because you can sit at a table with one of the speakers and have one-on-one conversation. I think that's marvelous.
Yeah, we
do have the banquet if those who want to come to that. We think it's well worth it because the food at the hotel is terrific. You can dine with your favorite presenter. We have a raffle with tons of prizes every year to give away. This year we're going to share another interesting film. It's a rare documentary that was produced by British Television back in the 70s. And I don't want to give away too much, but some of the subject matter has to do with a lot about what's going on today. And it might be directly or indirectly related to 2012. And I know that is on everybody's mind, what's going to happen on 2012. We'll discuss 2012 at this conference as well. Now, I'm not saying we're going to discuss it like it's a conspiracy. We're just going to take a look at it just like everybody else is.
We've only got like a couple of minutes, so
okay.
We want to let people know that there are booths, that beautiful booths, I mean, and there's psychics, and it's all books and everything in this a room that you have brought together, special people as well on the side.
All kinds of interesting goodies to offer, and the exhibit room is open to the public, so we encourage people to come down and take a look at what our friends in the vendor room have to offer. May I give out at this late hour my contact info for those who are interested?
Oh, yes. Please do.
Look, thank you everybody for listening to the rantings and ravings of someone who feels very strongly about this perspective. But again, we're going to prove it in spades. And if you're interested, please give me a call. My number, area code 925-449-6844. I'll repeat that for those still grabbing a pen and paper. That's 925-449-6844. You can email me at conspiracy.con, short for conference, conspiracy.con@sbcglobal.net, or visit us on the web at conspiracycon.com. Be sure to type that URL at the top of your screen. Search engines tend to take you to previous pages from past years. Anyway, looking forward to hearing from anybody who's interested.
And you have special ticket pricing if somebody buys before midnight on May 14th.
Actually, we understand a lot of people this year have heard about the conference last minute. We are extending the pre-registration discount price cutoff to Saturday, May 22nd.
Oh, great.
Yeah, let me just repeat that. I've been doing a lot of radio and a lot of last-minute promo, and people are just now reaching me and finding out. So we're extending the discount prices to Saturday, May 22nd. So you've got a little bit more time, folks.
Great.
Okay, that's
and
wonderful.
That phone number then for to be able to contact Brian is 925-449-6844. Again, 925-449-6844. And I will, in just a moment here, I will release the program, and I will be taking the phone call. The first person who calls in, I will be giving a ticket away for the conference. And, Brian, thank you for being with us. It's been awesome.
Well, thank you very much for having me on and letting me have this opportunity to, you know, share some of the things that we'll be talking about, as well as my perspective. I know I can tend to come across a little strong, but believe me, we will we'll do some amazing things come that weekend, and we hope folks can join us.
Okay.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
God
we
bless
you
all. And we'll have a great program next week, too. Tune in.